Watch, Gretchen Whitmer complains about Trump, critics. Pipeline Company at private DNC event. By Kyle Olson on June 10, 2021. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, complained about former President Donald Trump. Her critics, and an international pipeline company during a private Democratic National Committee event Tuesday. Whitmer appeared at the tail end of the event and called President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris refreshingly boring, which she said was a joke. As for her re-election prospects, Whitmer told activists, "There's no question the campaign ahead is going to be incredibly challenging. We are facing a radicalized Republican Party built on lies big and small. The GOP here in Michigan and in dozens of other states and D.C. is hell-bent on restricting civil rights to win," she alleged. Instead of running on tangible ideas or policies, they're loyal to a twice-impeached, two-time loser of the popular vote whose disastrous leadership allowed the coronavirus to run free, killing hundreds of thousands of people in our country, Whitmer claimed. The governor alleged if Republicans win, they will sidestep democracy to pass an extremist agenda. Whitmer lamented the onslaught of attacks every day and said Republicans and conservative groups are trying to obstruct us at every turn. The governor appeared to take pride in the moment President Donald Trump called her that woman in Michigan and said she has a big target on my back. She said she would take gifts when people send them to me, holding up a wooden memento with the moniker painted upon it. Previously, Whitmer insisted the private jet she took to Florida was not a gift. Whitmer slipped while appearing to read her remarks and said, "The Trump admin, their organization is descending on my state." And she singled out the DeVos Freedom Fund, an apparent reference to the Michigan Freedom Fund, MFF, a regular critic of Whitmer's lockdown and economic policies. Betsy DeVos was a member of Trump's cabinet. For months, the Michigan Freedom Fund asked the Whitmer administration to focus efforts on the most at-risk populations in nursing homes, getting kids back in school, and getting workers back on the job. MFF Executive Director Tori Sachs responded to Breitbart News. Instead, Whitmer snuck to Florida as did her other top officials while they warned everyone else not to travel. Then Whitmer partied at the bar in East Lansing with a dozen friends while restricting everyone else from doing the same, she said. The Michigan Freedom Fund held her accountable and made sure the public knew she was continuing to defy her own orders, so it's no surprise she wants to attack us. Sachs continued, but her comments won't make us back down. We will continue fighting for freedom, accountability, and transparency. Whitmer also went after Enbridge, a pipeline providing crude oil to refineries in the Midwest that produce gasoline, diesel, propane, and other sources of energy for the region's needs. "We're also up against Enbridge, a Canadian pipeline company. And we're seeing their attacks every day, too," Whitmer told Democrat activists. The Michigan governor is attempting to force the company to stop using a pipeline that traverses the Straits of Mackinac, as it has done for over 50 years. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration is opposing Whitmer's attempts to shut down the pipeline, which refiners have said would have disastrous consequences for Michigan's economy. Canada has attempted to intervene, arguing a treaty between it and the United States prevents Whitmer from taking such action. "We are very confident about our position here. We are very confident about where this is in the court's proceedings," Canadian Natural Resources Minister Seamus O'Regan recently told CTV. O'Regan said an alternative to Line 5 would be messy and take months to put in place. Whitmer has not offered a solution to ease the shock to the Michigan and broader Midwest economies. The governor claimed Enbridge has dropped $800,000 fighting her. "They're mad that I want to shut down a pipeline that's going through our Great Lakes that is a ticking time bomb and way past their expiration date." The company has disputed Whitmer's characterization of the pipeline and has proposed building a replacement at its own cost, which the governor opposes. Whitmer summarized her comments by saying she has a big challenge on our hands in 2022 and added, "Because there is no statewide federal race next year, I'm going to be the face of their opposition and all the attacks are going to be sent my way. I can take the hits coming my way," she claimed, despite frequent complaints about criticisms. Whitmer told activists Michigan is integral to the so-called blue wall Democrats built in the Midwest. "What happens in this next cycle, 2022, will determine what happens in the next presidential, she predicted. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.